mentioning that Lechera, the maybe this inyan of Corona is Hagdama to Mashiach. It's a way to get us to realize the inyanim of Tum V'Tara. Tum V'Tara, it passes from person to person. There's the Avi Avos HaTumah, the mace, and it passes to the Ava Tumah, and then to the Rishon, then to the Sheni, and then Shlishi by Truma, and Revi by Kodesh, and Chamishi by Chatos. That means Dam of Parah Adumah, the Mayim of Parah Adumah. That it passes and it's metama one thing to the next, and really it doesn't make so much sense, Lechero. How does something pass from place to place, from person to person, without us seeing anything move from place to place? And the answer is, look at the germs. You don't see anything moving. There's no, you don't see the germs passing from person to person. It goes from person to one, to the next, to the next, to the next. It's just a mashal for inyoni ruchnius. And all inyoni gashmius should be used as a mashal for inyoni ruchnius. And the more the inyan of ruchnius is real, then the more Yerushalayim a person has. A person understands that every Avera causes a mechitzah between him and the Rebbeinu Shalom. And there's ki'ilu. If you would picture that there's mamash a mechitzah going up in between, he doesn't see it, you're right. But every time there's ki'ilu mechitzah going up between him and the Rebbeinu Shalom. And every time he does a mitzvah, or every time he does tshuva, he tears down one of those mechitzahs. Every time he does a mitzvah, he's miskarav to Rebbeinu Shalom. Then lechura, it is moisif a lot of Yerushalayim. And like I've mentioned in the past, the Rav Volba said he was once at a gathering of alumni from Be'er Yaakov, and he said, if you had to sum up in one sentence what was the bottom line of all my shmuzin over the course of the years in Be'er Yaakov, what would you say? What was the bottom line? This one said this, and this one said that. And he said, no, the bottom line of all my shmuzin was to give over the reality that Ruchnius is a Metzius as much as Gashmius. That's what people should realize, that Ruchnius is just as real, if it's actually more real, than Gashmius is. And when a person has that akar, and a person has that understanding, and he recognizes that as a truth, then his whole Avodah Hashem is different, because it's really serious. Yeah, there's taka difference whether or not you're davening with Kavanah or not davening without Kavanah, and there's taka difference between, if we would see what our Tehillim does, then whatever mitzvah does, whatever tefillah does, then we wouldn't stop davening. And truth is that tefillah is the only way to get us out of the situation, because there is no cure for the situation that we're in. The only way to really get out of the situation is to daven to Rebbeinu Shalom. He's the one that can help us, and that's the only thing. And that's what it was in Mitzrayim. In Yitzhak al Hashem, we cried out to Rebbeinu Shalom, and Rebbeinu Shalom saved us. And not only that, it says that even though you cried out b'seiser, Rashi says, Rom, I answered you with thunder, in other words, with nisim and eflois. Rashi says something interesting. He says, each person cried out beinoyu veinatzmai. They didn't get together in minyanim. I don't know if they were quarantined in Mitzrayim, but everybody's by themselves. But machnas tais, every person davens in their own place with their own nusach. And HaKadosh Baruch will answer b'nisim v'nifloiz. And we should be zeicha b'kor mamash to hear these nisim v'nifloiz. And I would love to be able to see you all here in time for Pesach. B'nei Beis HaMikdash b'kor mamash. I'm going to start from the beginning of the Haggadah. We did Halach Ma'anyo last year, but I wasn't able so far to get the recording off of the computer. Therefore, we'll start from the beginning again, just Halach Ma'anyo. And that way, for those that weren't there, they'll be able to hear it. Holach ma'anyo de'achol. I think the ikur nekuda that we're going to focus on is giving over emuna. In other words, it's not just pshatim with going through the Haggadah, but rather with an eye and a focus on emuna for ourselves, and emuna giving over to our children, trying to, which is the nekuda of the Leil HaSeder, is to be mashrish emuna, in, like the Rishonim say. And since that's our goal, if we have a little bit of preparation, a little bit of focus as to how to do that, then it can go a long way as we get there. As we know that Leil HaSeder is the time, like the Ramchal says, since that was the time of the Geula, so every year as we once again revisit that time of the Geula, the Ha'aretz that were at the first time of the Nisim and Eflois and the Yetzias Mitzrayim come back once again, they're revisited, which practically means for us that there is a tremendous amount of siyata dishmaya that can be gained at this time, and it's the time to grow in emuna. It's the time that one has the siyata dishmaya to grow in emuna. So we'll try to see what we can do to get there and to help them get there on the Seder Bezer Hashem. So we start Holach Ma'anyo De'achola V'Asona Ba'ara De'Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction that our fathers ate in Mitzrayim. So interestingly enough, the Avnei Nezer points out that the Pasuk of V'Higadato L'Vincho, the mitzvah of Tzipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, V'Higadato, the Targum of V'Higadato, is Usechave, and you should show. The Haggadah is the best way to give it over, to retell, is when you make it real. When you could show him. You show him, you point him the bread, and you said, this bread, this is the exact bread that your great-great-grandfather ate when he was in Mitzrayim. When a person connects to something because he sees it in front of him, it's much more real. People love it when they see coins from the times of the Beis HaMikdash. This exact coin was here at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It connects you back. It makes it much more real. It really happened. It's for real. It's when people saw the Chavetz Chaim in the video. So everybody knows the Chavetz Chaim was alive, and everybody probably even saw people that saw the Chavetz Chaim. But when you see him actually walking, it just becomes more real. You connect to it. Wow, you really see him in front of you. It's mamash. It really happened. So if you could point to the matzah, you say, Holach ma'anyo, this is the bread. This is mamash, the bread that they ate in Mitzrayim. Then, and we know that this is the bread that they ate as they were leaving Mitzrayim. This is the bread that the Ibn Ezra says that they ate while they were in Mitzrayim. They gave Avadim this type of bread because it takes longer to digest, to go through the system. Vimela, that's the best way. That's the yisurid for the whole night, really, is to connect through showing. Connect through matzah, through maror, through the tears, through the reclining, through the different things that we do to show our children the inyanim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We continue, Kol Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach. Everybody who's needy should come and have the Karban Pesach. And everybody asks, all the Mepharshim ask, what do you mean we don't have Karban Pesach Bezmaneinu? Hopefully this year we will have Karban Pesach, but we don't have the Karban Pesach as of yet. What does it mean, especially if we already got to the Leila Seder and we didn't shech the Karban Pesach? What does it mean V'Yifsach? And I thought maybe we could say that Pshat, maybe Shtekal Pidrush, but the Yisrael is a big Yisrael, that Yivsach is a lashon of Peseach, to jump over. Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over. And Rashi says that all the avoidas of Rashi Alachumish says that the entire avoida of Leila Seder should be Derech Dilug V'Kvitza. It should be jumping and passing over and skipping. In other words, there's the ability on Leila Seder, despite the fact that the entire year we're warned not to bite off more than we can chew in Ruchnius. Don't try to be makabel more than you can handle. Don't try to jump rungs on the ladder, you're going to fall through back on your face. On Leila Seder, it's not that way. On Leila Seder, we have the echelis to jump rungs in our emuna, to be able to reach levels in our emuna that we wouldn't be able to reach the entire night. And even if we're not roi for the madrigo during the rest of the year, on Leila Seder, we have a special siyata d'shmaya to reach madrigas that we wouldn't be able to the entire year. And I mentioned last time that it's like a mashal to a lightning. A person's in a forest and it's pouring and it's dark. And it's the middle of the night and he hasn't the slightest idea where he's going. All of a sudden a bolt of lightning lights up the entire forest and he's able to see, oh, you know, a mile ahead of him, he sees a path. At least he knows where he's going. He knows where he's going, and he's able to, even when the lightning dies down and he returns to darkness, at least he has a path for life. So too, Leila Seder, even if after Leila Seder goes back to the routine, he's still, Leila Seder gave him this clarity of emuna that should give him a path for life. Should give him a certain path that, oh, now I know where I'm going. Now I know what's choshev in life. Now I know what I'm supposed to be doing. That's called ditzrich yeseh v'yivsach. Anybody that's a ditzrich in ruchnias yeseh v'yivsach, come and be poiseach and jump. Come and jump with me because we could jump madrigas. And we finish off, hashata hocho, l'shona avdo, b'ara di Yisrael, hashata avdi, l'shona abob ne'chirin. That even if things look bleak and even things look gloomy, nothing looked more gloomy than the matzav in Mitzrayim. And nothing looked more gloomy when they were sandwiched in between the yam and and the Mitzrayim, and nevertheless, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a split second, was able to take us out. He was able to take us out from our situation, our dire situation, and we were able to be zeiche to a geula, even though everything looked totally bleak. And that's the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're in right now, is that it's a very bleak situation, and what already could happen, what's going to be, and how many people are going to have to get it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahipolei Me'Hashem Dover, there's nothing which is past the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's nothing which can't be that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do. And in a minute's time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take us down and be like Matan Torah, then everything will have a refuah, everybody will have a refuah. And that's really a nekuda that is the nekuda that has to be reiterated to our children. That's the ikur in and of bitachon, is, like the Chazanish says, is that there's nothing past the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no situation which is too bleak for Yeshua from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing. And how many stories do we know of people that were afilu cherev chadu munachas al tzavar shalodim, because there is no situation which is too bleak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his way out of anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get anybody out of any situation. And that's certainly something that should be reiterated to the children and to ourselves. And the more we speak, the better it is for ourselves also. That's Holach Manyo. Then we continue to Manishtano. Manishtano is four questions where we have the questions are that we're doing things that are stira to each other. It's mitzad echad, we're doing things that seem to symbolize golus, and other things that seem to symbolize gula. For example, we're eating mar, which is golus. We're eating matzah, which is also golus. And we're eating, it's also golus, also gula. And mitzad sheni, we're dipping, and mitzad sheni, we're reclining. What's this paradox? How do we understand? How do we reconcile this theorem? It's either one or the other. And the answer to that question is, that's the answer which answers everything. We're doing things since we were Avodim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Gula, therefore we're doing both things to reenact it. It happens to be even more so, I think the Barbanel says, that we had two things in the same night. Half the night was Golos, and half the night was Geulah. Memela, we're doing both of them. But that's the Nekuda that we're trying to emphasize to our children, is we have to appreciate where we were, and appreciate where we are now. Appreciate, imagine, and if you give it over as a mashal to your children, I saw Matthias Yoel speak about it. He says, every kid on their level, he says, imagine that you were sent out of class, and you're sitting there in the hallway. And I remember from my days when I was kicked out of class, how many times I walked to the water fountain when I thought the principal was coming. You know, every time that he's coming down the hallway, I would walk to the water fountain, kilo as if he doesn't hop, that I was thrown out of class. Anyhow, imagine the kid is petrified from the principal, and he's waiting there for 5 minutes, and the principal already didn't patrol the halls for already half an hour when somebody's going to come. All of a sudden he hears the footsteps of the principal coming down the stairs, and he's petrified, what's going to be? And quickly his teacher opens up the door and says, oh, you can come back inside. Eze geula. Something that the kids could be, in other words, what it was beforehand. Obviously it's better to show them what it means to be an Eved, take off the belt and start whipping the table and show them this is what happened to them if they didn't work, if they didn't get up early in the morning, they were up when it was dark, and they went to sleep when it was dark, and this is what they ate all day. Imagine eating matzah for 210 years. B'chulu, the more that you could speak about it, but that's really what we're trying to give over, is avodim ayinu v'yotzeinu, that we were avodim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And we're doing all these things as a zeicher v'yotzeinu Mitzrayim. But it's even more. We're doing the matzah. The different things symbolize different aspects of the Gula and the Golas, like we said. Some of them are for the Gula and some of them for the Golas. And the truth is that the matzah is both. The matzah is, they never had time for the shlosses. They never had time for the bread to rise. And mitzad sheni, they also never had time when they were running out of Mitzrayim. They didn't have time for their matzah to, their dough to rise, because they were chased out so fast. The Shlach says that was really Mida Keneged Mida, that they always had to work so fast, they didn't have time for their bread to rise. So too, they didn't have time for the bread to rise when there were the Gula happened so quickly. And that's really most of the Makis that happened, and the whole Oifen Yetzias Mitzrayim that happened was all Mida Keneged Mida. If you look at the Mefarshim, how everything, it's already in the Midrashim, how the Makis were Mida Keneged Mida. But even the Oifanim, the Beis Halevi speaks out, why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Pare that he wants to leave for 3 days? He says, why did he have to tell him I want to leave him, that's it, I want out. Pare couldn't stop him at the end of the day. So he said it was specifically Al Tzmid Keneged Mida. Pare tricked them into working at the beginning. He told them, work, and I'm going to pay you. And they worked as much as they could. He said, I'm going to give you triple pay. And they worked as much as they could. And after the first day, he says, oh, I see how much you can work if you get triple pay. This is how much you have to do it every day without getting any pay. He tricked them into working. So, the exact same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tricked them into going free. And he said, it's only going to be 3 days. And it really wasn't 3 days. It was a lot more than 3 days. It was forever. People can mute.
I'll ask Franco to mute his.
There's a few people to mute if they could. Thank you. That's one of the things. Mida Keneged Mida. Vayoyish Hashem. They saw the Mida Keneged Mida by Kriyas Yamsuf, that every Mitzri got bidiyuk, some like Oiferes, some like Evan, some like Kash. That every person got Mida Keneged Mida. Not only that. It says that when Yisrael came, that was the nekuda that most struck him. Kibadova shezodu aleim b'kedira she bishlu ba bon is bashlu. That exactly what they did. They threw them into the yard. The kids into the yard. They got thrown into the yard. They got thrown into the yam. That it was this nekuda of mida keneged mida, which really shows that HaKadosh Baruch was in charge. And I think that a person can really, if he pays attention in his own life, a person can really see with Mida Keneged Mida that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to the person. That's really, and this is something that should be reiterated for ourselves and for our children, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us. He really does talk to us. And you just have to be aware and have to be open to receiving the messages. But He talks to us in different ways, and we can't always know what it is. But there's certain things, for example, with the corona, there's, like they said, a lot of people mentioned about Lashon Hara, that to be mischazik, not to speak Lashon Hara, that it passes from mouth to mouth, and before you know it, it can go all over the world, and a person has to be bibidud, he has to be in quarantine, just like the Mitzvah of Echula. There's so many things that are reminiscent of Lashon Hara. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does speak to us with Mida Keneged Mida, and a person can really see it, and not only that, Rav Olva says the Gedolim would see it even beforehand. The Rambam says it in Pirush Mishnayos on Ovis. He says this is something, Mida Keneged Mida, is something that you could see b'chol zman or b'chol mokim. It's even in the 21st century, a person can see Mida Keneged Mida. That's the one biggest rayas that there's a Bur Olam that's running the belt, is the Mida Keneged Mida. He said, Rav Olva would say that the Gedolim could see it beforehand. The Mishnah Salanter said in 1848 that in Germany, when the reform started and they started making new halachis, so he said, there's going to come a time that they're going to make new halachs. They made a new Shulchan Aruch of Yiddishkeit. There's going to come a time that the Germans are going to make a new Shulchan Aruch of their laws. And they're going to say that anybody that marries a Yid is going to be Chayav Misa. And you're not allowed to do business with them. B'chulu, b'chulu. And sure enough, right there in Germany, 9 years later, that's exactly what happened. Nuremberg, the laws. And that was, he said, it's going to happen. And he was able to know that the Mida Keneged Mida is going to happen. That's Avodah Mayinu V'Yotzino Hashem V'Yitzayim B'Yod Chazak Azorin Etuyo V'Idu Lai Hoytzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misham Herei Onu Uvaneinu V'Nevaneinu Mishubadu L'Par V'Mitzayim. Now, if we wouldn't have been taken out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out, then we would be Mishubad L'Par V'Mitzayim. What does that mean, Mishubad L'Par V'Mitzayim? We never would have been able to get out over the course of 2,000 years, 3,000 years, we've not been able to get out of Mitzrayim? Who says? Whoever stays as Avadim for so many years. So, I think there's many Pshatim that have said, the Pasha Pshat is, yeah, if the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want to take you out, then you never get out. And That's how it could be in economy. That there's, if the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want you to find the Seres HaShvatim, then you're not going to find the Seres HaShvatim. And if the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want for whatever to happen, it's not going to happen. And therefore, even though you're there for thousands and thousands of years, it's only because the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. But I think there's another Nekuda here. That means that even if we would have gotten freed at some point, but if the Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't take us out, we remain avadim in mentality. For example, the Shvartas, they were freed. Emancipation Proclamation. It's already 157 years. What is it? 1863. They were freed. And that's it. They no longer have to pick cotton. And they no longer have to sit in the back of the bus. And v'chulu v'chulu. However, for some reason, 150 years after they were freed, it's still a chiddush. One of them becomes the President of the United States. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is because he's an eved. And even if he was Matzliach, and everybody, even after he became a president, he was still looked at as an Eved. And that's how they're still looked down upon. What's the pshat? Why are they still looked down upon? Because they looked down, it's even though they were freed, but they never really became free. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want them to, doesn't want, it's a Kenan, Eved, right? Kenan is Eved La'achiv. So if he's supposed to be an Eved, he's going to be an Eved, even if he's free. And somebody that's, even if he's free, is the Yidden, on the other hand, once they were taken out of Mitzrayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, that's why they became truly free. To become truly free is only if the Ribbono Shel Olam takes you out. And Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out, Bizroya Netuya, and V'ilu Lo'etzenu Yeriru Avadam Par Mitzrayim. There's another Nakuda here, else the Akor HaTov that had power taken us out of Mitzrayim, and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we would have to be Makar HaTov to Pari. Now that it's, and we'd always have this feeling of Akor HaTov, this Shibur of Akor HaTov to Pari. Now we have this, the Shibur of Akor HaTov goes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not the Pari. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, we'd be Mishubir in Akor HaTov to Pari. That we're going to talk about a little bit later, the Indian of Akor HaTov. The Haggadah continues. V'afilu kolonu chachamim, kolonu nevoinim, kolonu yodim asatera, mitzvalinu lesaper tzidiyas mitzayim. Cholamar lesaper tzidiyas mitzayim reizim meshuvach. Even if everybody is chachamim, there's still a mitzvah to say over the same story, to tell over the same story again and again. What's that inyan? The inyan is that when a person speaks out in Yoni Emuno, then it helps him. Hemanti ki adaber. That I believe because I speak it out. When a person speaks it out and he reads Duch L'Inyanim and you speak, and it's Kedai Bechlal. I once was speaking to Rabbi Berkowitz about it, and he said one of the ways to be mechazik and emun and bitachin is to speak out the Inyanim. It's to talk it out and to work it out. So when a person speaks out the Inyanim and relives it and he speaks it again and again, then it's mechazik the emunah. So v'cholamar b'lesaper tzidiyas mitzrayim hariz meshubach, like the Balei Musar say, hariz meshubach, that he himself becomes meshubach. He himself becomes a better person. So it's not just, that's why the chiv of yisaper tzidiyas mitzrayim is, even if a person doesn't have children, even a person who is by himself, he's still supposed to be mesaper tzidiyas mitzrayim because he becomes meshubach. The yisaper tzidiyas mitzrayim is mechazik him. And the...